You're listening to the Periodic Table of Awesome podcast, bringing you the best of geek from week to week. Join your hosts, Dion and Quinny, and the occasional special guest as they talk movies, TV, gaming, toys, comics, and everything in between.
You asked for me. Here I am.
You want to help me?
Is there anything you remember?
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States, Thaddeus Ross.
Whatever this is, Camp, be careful.
What do we know?
There were five shooters. This was a coordinated terrorist attack, sir.
I was a wartime general. Now I'm a wartime president.
Your inner circle's been compromised. Let me fix it.
Watch yourself. You're not Steve Rogers.
You're right.
I'm not.
Wait for it.
We're on the brink of war.
I can't trust anyone.
Nothing about this feels right.
Captain America, you ever ask yourself, who's playing who?
Someone's been pulling the strings on everything.
You're under arrest?
I don't want a variable out there that I can't control.
Stop!
Captain America caught without his wings.
You like to play dress up and
blindly execute the state's orders.
Don't say I didn't warn you.
What if this is a trap?
You don't even know what this is.
Since when were they red?
You want me? Come and get me!
Hello and welcome to the Periodic Table of Awesome. I am unsure of which political intrigue I am going to be dealing with tonight, but thankfully I have Jill and Quinny here to help me along as we now face this bravest of bravest new worlds.
The question is, which side of the political spectrum are you on? Are you a red, angry, destructive man, or are you a blue-wearing person of color hero who may or may not have the best interests of all America at heart?
Or did you order some contact lenses off a dodgy website and sit in the background in a bit of dark, just, you know, plotting and scheming, and then get, my fucking eye, it's infected.
Actually, you know what, Dion, your hair has got a certain kind of vibe.
Does it?
Like, I can imagine you in a dark room
out of
with
control,
the glowing eyes.
Right, okay.
I could, like, your hair has enough oomph that you could be the bad guy.
I could be na leader.
Right. We got right for the throat.
Oh, fuck that. Anyway. Hi. how you going? How you guys going? Hello to the chat. Welcome to this 35th Marvel film review.
Holy shit. Are you for real?
This is the 35th Marvel cinematic film. It's not the 35th comic book film. It's the 35th Marvel. That's 30 fucking five films. And congratulations to everyone who worked on them.
All the others, like the Sonys, the Foxes, etc., there must be 70 odd by now of, like, to say nothing of DC. Like,
I mean, you know,
I'm feeling the 35. That's for sure.
Yeah, exactly. See, this is right. Designed to make you feel old, and also I'm a bit tired. I'm a bit weary.
Aww.
I'm gonna go straight out there and be like, a bit waiting to be reinvigorated by a comic book film these days. but that's okay.
Look, I will definitely hold my breath for Fantastic Four.
Mm. Looking forward to that.
Sure, yeah. But I mean, even these days, I'm just like, ugh.
Yeah. To be honest,
yeah,
I'm actually kind of intrigued to see what they do with Thunderbolts. Like, I thought that they played the trailer for Thunderbolts and Fantastic Four before this, and I thought that was a move. It was a bold move.
Yeah.
I mean, the latest Thunderbolts trailer is giving less Suicide Squad, unlike the first one was. So, I mean, maybe I'm a little bit more optimistic that it's not just a full ripoff.
Yes. But, I look, even if it was a full ripoff, if it's got a sense of humor and they're characters I like, I'm willing to go with it.
Sure.
Yeah, like, I mean, speaking of characters you like and a great sense of humor about the film, what are we reviewing tonight? We're reviewing Captain America 4, or Captain America Brave New World, which is...
Not New World Order. Mm.
No, yeah. not just New Order, which is a very electropop kind of thing.
Yeah, a little depressing, you know.
Yeah. Look...
Yeah.
I love the way that everybody is trying to work out how to approach the level of tiredness, frustration, disinterest.
Okay. Here's the thing.
Sure.
It's no secret that Captain America is my favorite character. Sure. And Sam Wilson is definitely a Captain America that I am on board with. 100%. I love him. Anthony Mackie, legend, superstar. Yeah. Love him. The expectations I had for this film.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Did you go in too high?
I went in too high.
Oh, no.
You never go too high.
Oh, no. Oh, that's hard.
I
went in the other way. I was kind of like seeing so many like pretty fucking cruddy reviews and everything.
Oh, I
hadn't
didn't
lowered
see
my expectations.
Right.
That's the thing. I should have looked at some reviews. Then.
I mean, I know, Jill, you're the Marvel one of this podcast group. Let's be honest.
Okay.
I would say that. I would 100%.
I love Jill's like, okay, I'll take it.
Yeah. No. Like, honestly, like that's fine. You're the more Marvel-y one. I'm definitely the Star Wars one. Quinny's
definitely just a fucking nerd.
Yeah.
Quinny's definitely just the Babe Pig in a City universe one.
Yeah. It's true.
Yeah.
Very big into Babe.
He knows a lot about vintage stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. I like to think that I'm
not saying
like
you're old. I'm just saying
a
you,
lot of things.
Yeah, exactly.
I would say
connoisseur.
I'd say more for Quinny's like movie stuff is like, if I need to talk about a puppet, Quinny's my man.
Okay. I'm like a gourmand, you know. I try a little bit of this, try a bit of that. Oh, have some of that, have a bit of that. Fuck, I'm full. I'm going to keep eating. you know, where's the vomitorium? Just give me all of the thing. I'm like, give me all of that stuff.
Great.
I want all of it. And whereas I feel like, Jill, you're a little more like discerning.
Oh.
You know.
Yeah.
I have standards.
Sure.
I don't.
Then why have you watched all 35 Marvel if you've got standards? No, that's unfair. There's some great things in the Marvel universe that I thought were great.
And they did some homework.
They did a great job. They did a great job. I'm talking now after all of their fucking films of creating a genre defining breadth of films. But I feel like it's kind of, I feel a lot like the horse out of Catch 22. Like, it's on the ground.
Explain that one for me. I really don't get that one.
You know the book, Catch 22? No.
I know what a Catch 22 is, sure. But I do not know that it's
there's a book called Catch 22 and also a movie called Catch 22, and one of the more funnier scenes in the movie of the book Catch 22 is where they're going past and a man is just whipping a horse that's dead.
Okay, like, so does this movie birth every single analogy ever known to man?
Catch 22 or Captain America Brave New World. Which one are you talking about? Because I just kind of got, I'm feeling very much like I've seen this movie, but I feel like I've seen that scene at the same time, which is like this.
I have also seen this movie, and I have seen this movie done better in the multiple different iterations of this movie.
See, this is good because now you've piqued my interest. Explain how.
A little film released in 2013 called Captain America 2, The Winter Soldier.
Oof.
And then a little movie released in 1997 called Air Force One. Okay. I watched both on the weekend after consuming Captain America 4, and both are infinitely better movies. Yes. Doing very similar things.
Doing very, very similar things. Except that in Air Force One, Harrison Ford didn't say, "Get off my radiation."
Played a much better president, though.
Yeah. It's true.
He was an odd, like, he was an odd bird in this one.
I mean, I thought
he didn't really feel like the old Thunderbolt Ross. Like, he didn't feel like that guy. And he didn't necessarily feel like what I thought he was going to be as a new Thunderbolt Ross either. It felt like there was a little bit more of Paul from Shrinking than Thunderbolt. And the Hulk's, you know, Hulk Hunter. And I was like, not what I expected. At all.
I think you do it.
It's hard. When somebody passes away and you have to refill a role, it's difficult because it wasn't an option of like, well, we need to, you know, I don't know. Like, it's hard to replace someone, especially someone who had such a long role in the Marvel Universe like William Hurt did, and also somebody that does have, I guess, a different personality than Harrison Ford. It's 100%. Kind of, how do you find another old actor with the same gravitas as William Hurt?
I did think at one point maybe they were going to go Sam, the guy who was Thunderbolt Ross in the other fucking Hulk movie.
Yes. Why do you do that? Hulk? Yeah. No. In Hulk.
Oh, Hulk.
Yeah, yeah. The Ang Lee one, and you said it, and you said Sam, and now we know that he has the mustache, and you've killed me too. Damn you, brain. Someone in the chat will fucking tell us. Don't worry.
Yeah, come on, chat. Help us out here because I've.
Oh, Quinny can't open another tab. Hang on.
Don't let him open any tabs. Don't open any tabs, Quinny. Your internet's gonna die.
Exactly. Don't make me do that. Sam, oh fuck me. Yeah. Anyway, the only
Sam Elliott.
Thank you. I know that there are people listening to the podcast screaming at us.
Thank you. Thank you for putting us out of our misery.
Is he still alive?
Yes.
Maybe they just could have got him back.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're gonna reference old Hulk movies, why not just
Sam
Elliott's
going? Sam Elliott's still doing voices for Family Guy, I think.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
You know, he would have been a great one. Admittedly, a lot of people would have been like, hang on, what the fuck's going on here? Which universe?
Yeah, really fuck us up.
But then again, they could have just had Darcy come in and just go, oh my God, they recast Pietro again.
They could have even had Madeline come in.
Or Madison.
Madison and Wongers. Yeah.
But not where you think.
Yeah. Okay, before we get too far, how about a synopsis about the movie?
Okay, right.
Oh, right. Okay.
What are we doing? Voice wise,
Thaddeus Ross.
Oh
no, then that makes it sort of a Harrison Ford thing.
Oh God,
I don't know. Give it to us in Spanish.
I've been doing Duolingo for 4 days.
No, habla español.
Me no habla español. Hasta luego. Hombre Sam finds himself in the middle. Yeah, I've got fucking nothing.
Muy picante, Quinny. Muy picante.
caliente.
Suave.
Yes. What's more, I realized while doing my Duolingo at one point that I was sounding slightly racist. And I went, oh, no. Fucking hell, what am I doing? Like, even the app probably gave me a look and went, no.
Duo rose from the grave.
Shook his head at me and said, you're doing Spanish, don't sound like a fucking Mexican out of a cartoon.
Jesus.
Okay. Sam finds himself in the middle of an international incident after meeting with President Thaddeus Thunderbolt Ross. He must soon discover the reason behind a nefarious global plot before the true mastermind has the entire world seeing red.
Oh my.
Actually, sorry, I forgot the key and important part that should have been at the start of this synopsis.
Yeah.
In the unexpected and unwanted sequel to The Incredible Hulk, 17 years later, a totally different lead character, Sam, finds himself in the middle of an international incident.
Yeah. Why didn't they just make another Hulk movie?
They can't. And they're legally not allowed to.
Oh, fuck.
Universal still holds the rights to Hulk for solo films, so he can appear in group films. But he can't have a solo film of his own.
Oh, shit. I didn't realize it was like a Spider-Man thing.
Mm-hmm. That's why he's never been in his own thing.
Let's be honest.
Which kind of like made me a bit upset about this movie just kind of being a catch-all for some old loose ends that needed to be tied up. This was not really a standalone film for a Sam Wilson Captain America that it deserved to be. A bit of a disservice to poor old Anthony Mackie, who's like finally now taking on the role. Mm. We had him do his whole character arc through Falcon and the Winter Soldier TV series. He took up the mantle of Captain America at the end of that. And now this was supposed to be him stepping out. And it was let's just talk about all these other things that we need to like get off the table so we can continue our cinematic universe.
Also, here's a bunch of additional characters that serve almost no point to any of the plot and didn't need to be there to distract you from Sam Wilson, who is Captain America. Just let him be Captain America.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like maybe let's give him something a little bit more word I'm looking for? Yeah, a little bit more, you know, edge of your seat, like end of the world kind of something to do.
Yeah.
Mm.
Like this was a bit pedestrian for him.
Yeah, and I'm going to come out and say I actually had a lot of fun. Like I know that you guys are on the not love train.
Mm-hmm.
I came out of this one having had my expectations duly lowered, and kind of went, oh yeah, that was actually kind of fun. But I could also see all of the fucking edges, and I was really clear that this was meant to be a Captain America Sam Wilson film, and it was not that. Like,
he had some moments.
Mm.
He had a couple of moments, but
I had a good time with some of the fighty stunts and some of the smart things that they kind of did between scenes. But I think that was one of those problems in these big Marvel bits is like, okay, so the reason to get, we have these action set pieces and the reasons to get between them are dumb as fuck.
Oh my God. And the plot was just plotting. And what is even happening in this story?
We have to go here now. We have to have this character. That'll be an interesting one, isn't it? It's like, no, why? That character was pointless. I didn't need that. Is that character someone that later is supposed to be good? I don't know. This is very confusing because I'm supposed to be following the purple in the so the person in the bright suit, right? Why is I've got all these other people that look and they're referencing things and I didn't watch Falcon and the Winter Soldier. I'm missing out on a lot of stuff that I should. Oh.
But that's okay because they rehashed the whole fucking thing for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They came to this movie. They said, we've got a point A and a point B. We're going to get there. by however many means necessary. We're going to do this and we've got to do that. And then we have to do this and then we're at B.
And the thing that, like, I also this week rewatched Falcon and the Winter Soldier because I had a bit of a feeling of like, I feel like I was undercooked on that film.
Okay.
So I went and rewatched Falcon and the Winter Soldier and it's a lot better. Like,
yeah, but like they also rehashed Sam's entire character arc in this movie.
Probably because they felt they had to because, you know, what if people didn't see Falcon and the Winter Soldier where he actually steps up and very definitely becomes Captain America and it's explained in great fucking depth and everything, you know?
Yeah.
And you've got all of the stuff with Isaiah Bradley, who I thought was fucking amazing, by the way. I love Calvin Humley. I would watch that guy read the phone book and I am 100% on board for them doing a Truth, Red, White and Black miniseries or like special presentation or whatever, because I would love to see the story of that Captain America happening in Korea in the 50s.
Yeah.
Like that would be fucking badass. Yeah. And I actually thought about it, and this is me making my own fucking film up in my brain. If you started this film in Korea in the 50s and showed Isaiah Bradley's story, and then explain the fact that he was then basically put in jail for following orders for 30 years. That then gives you so much more, you know, gravitas to his character, which then gives explanation for why Anthony Mackie, you know, why that Sam is invested in him as he is.
But that doesn't have anything to do with the Red Hulk, Quiddy, which is on the poster.
And it shouldn't have been.
This is the annoying thing. It's in a Captain America film, for fuck's sake.
But the Red Hulk is on the poster.
It was entirely hijacked by trying to conclude what the events of The Incredible Hulk, as well as try to conclude the events of The Eternals, which I'm sure came to a surprise everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
I guarantee you there's a whole bunch of the actors from The Eternals going, oh, shit, you went back to that?
Yep. But then also, what I also kind of love about it is also they're trying to shoehorn in mutants.
Like, okay. Let's save this for spoilers because I do want to talk about this, but it's also like a pretty big thing that they revealed in this movie.
Yeah, it's a Chekhov's gun for it. And it was very
honestly
strange. But anyway, like, you know. I don't know where to go with this without spoilers. I mean, good things.
What did you like about it?
I mean, look, Harrison Ford is a great actor. I liked watching him do, but it did really feel like he was going through the motions with this one, and that's okay. He's in a film where they tell him, stand here, do this, walk to the mark, say the line, you know, more angry, less angry, go through this. Don't worry, we'll just CGI you in later. That's what you're doing. And I thought, you know, Red Hulk, you know, kind of looks a bit like Harrison Ford, so I enjoyed that. I thought the stunt performances were great because, you know, all of that sort of one-on-one fighting action made sense and worked quite well, especially I thought in the White House stuff and some of the closer non-superpowered fighting. I was just kind of like, oh, that makes sense. But it's also like faceless goons. I thought almost every other single character was absolutely wasted, but you know, at least I liked watching Giancarlo Esposito on screen because he looked like he had something to say, and unfortunately they just didn't give him anything to say.
No.
Which was so annoying. I thought Tim Blake Nelson totally underutilized and just strange. But I think what I came out of it was is like it felt like it wanted to say something and never did because it was just checking itself. And that, I think, is a problem with all of the reshoots and different things they did with it, and the fact that they gave $150 million film to someone who hasn't directed much.
Has done like three movies previous to this,
which is okay.
None of them blockbusters, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's okay. I appreciate that they're taking a risk.
Yeah, I mean, sure, like give someone a go, but like
it felt very much like there's someone on the title doing it, but I feel like it was kind of slashed legs cut out from under them in terms of the film that they were making, because it felt like that there were a lot of decisions being made that were outside of the control of the director. And that's a bad thing to try to sort of get to when you're watching a franchise, especially one that's, supposed to be the continuation of a very long-standing franchise. But I think I was just exhausted by it.
Okay, Jill, what did you like?
I think I enjoyed the performances the most, because everyone was really giving what they could with what they had to work with. Anthony Mackie, he's stellar. He really just carried this whole film. Like, I would have not been half as interested if he wasn't in it. Unfortunately, I just think the script was kind of terrible, and you could tell that it was suffering from rewrites the whole way through the movie.
Yeah. Awful lot of those rewrites that came through as redubs, where the characters like off screen ADR, and suddenly their voice sounds slightly different, and you're like, re-recorded that dialogue. Oh.
That was obvious. I really enjoyed the relationship with him and Joaquin, who's now taking over as the Falcon. He was introduced in Falcon and the Winter Soldier as Sam's little right-hand man who's like
man in the chair.
In the military. Yeah, man in the chair. Yeah, I enjoyed seeing that relationship grow and him coming into the role of the Falcon now. And it also really kind of mirrored Sam's mentor-mentee relationship with Steve back in the day. So it was nice to kind of see that come full circle again. I enjoyed the small cameo by Bucky, like having to basically re-deliver lines that they did in Falcon and the Winter Soldier just so people could catch up. But unfortunately, there was just too many things that I didn't enjoy. I thought the Hulk storyline was kind of really convoluted in like what they were trying to do with Ross's character. This is a little bit too obvious of a way to ruin someone's reputation that's already been ruined, and now they're trying to rebuild with a presidency. Like, you're just kind of like working in circles here, guys. Also, CGI, shocking. There was a really, really bad green screen moment in the last fight scene that was abysmal. And
was that the one with Falcon and the Hulk?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awful. And also, I want to shout out to the production designer for the fake ass fucking cherry blossom trees. Those are the most plastic looking cherry blossom trees I'd ever seen in my life. And I even had a little bit of a Google today to find the street that they had the battle on in the last scene. So it takes place on Ohio Drive along the Potomac, and it is lined with cherry blossom trees, specifically two kinds. One of them is a more white blossom, and the other one is a darker pink blossom. Anywhere near hot pink. And they definitely don't look like fluffy clouds. So this is like, just as someone that appreciates Japanese culture, having a bit of a shit. And a scene filmed supposedly in Tokyo that obviously was not, in a Japanese garden with like the worst design ever. Production design, terrible. CG, terrible.
Oh, God. I was like, where was that? Oh, that's right.
Shout out to that guy from Shogun.
Oh yeah,
playing the Japanese Burmese.
Look, I definitely think I had probably more fun than y'all. I was a bit more kind of like, they're doing some fun stuff. I was enjoying some of the battles and like a couple of the action sequences. I did have a vague feeling of like we're never getting to the heights of Steve in the lift, and I know that there's the thing that Sam is not a super soldier. He doesn't have the superpowered stuff, and I think that is 100% the right choice for him.
I love that, but they made a very special point of pointing out in this film that he's like, man, I should have taken that serum. He's like, I should have done the drugs, and it's like that's like the opposite
It was also a joke.
I know, but it's
very clear on never doing it.
It's the opposite of the entire thing, even as a joke. I was like, no, that's the wrong, that he would never say that, like, kind of thing.
I think he would make the joke.
Right. Well,
like, I totally bought the fact that he would be like, shit, I just got my ass kicked. I should have taken that serum. He's never going to take it.
Why is it there's always a bunch of people who want to take out Captain America? Like, you know, we had that all through the, you know, other Captain America films. It's like people are like, ooh, I want to take him out. Like, you know, knowing that Steve Rogers was a super soldier and they'd always lose to him. And then they keep trying to take out Captain America. It's like, you idiot henchman. Why are you trying to do that? Stop picking fucking like mano a mano fights against Captain America. It's dumb.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, I liked the relationship with Joaquin. I really enjoyed that. I was so ready for Sidewinder to be a much more important and cool thing, and he wasn't.
I know. Like, why do you put in such, like, a prolific big-name actor like that and then fuck all?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, there are all these things where I was like, that was weird. That was a weird choice. Like, I don't know why you did that. Like, you got the whole fucking celestial thing there. Like, and, okay, cool. They know it's a celestial. They've got plenty of people who can tell them what it is.
Yeah.
The fact that we never set foot on it felt like a really weird choice to me. Like, you could have had a fucking sick battle on that
they did,
you know,
in Eternals.
But I mean, in Eternals, that's where it comes from. But like, you've got all of those, the big hands and the weird ground and everything, and it felt like they were specifically avoiding it. You know, there's this sort of threat of war, and you know, referencing like the Cuban Missile Crisis, and that felt like there was no tension, and
it just lacked any depth. There was like so much content in there, but there was no intelligence to execute it.
The script was a shocker at times. Yeah. Like, there were so many times I was like, that was the most boring way you could possibly have written.
Right?
Like, there are so many ways that you could have given that a little bit of extra fucking oomph. You know, where's like, what is love if, what is it? What is pain if love
What is persevering? Grief if not love persevering?
Yeah, where's that fucking artistry? No, yeah. there was a whole bunch of, I am saying what is happening now.
Oh, my God. And then give us like 5 minutes of exposition at the end because you can't be fucked to make the rest of the movie.
Yeah. Like, it's, I'm happy for it that it's made a chunk of money. I'm glad.
Everybody has to get paid, so
everybody's got to get paid. But also, I hated the idea that the first Black Captain America film might have underperformed because we are currently living in the worst fucking timeline.
Yeah.
However, I really wish it had been a better film to get through over that mark.
Too. Me too.
Yeah, terrible. Well, anyway, good that we're all in the same boat there. So, what do you think? Do you want to have a look at a clip and then come back and rate it, or do you want to rate it and then go to a clip? What do you feel like? What kind of clip do we want to see? Do we want to see a little bit of, like, you know, kind of fighting, or do you want to watch the gravitas that is Harrison Ford? which one do you feel like? Kiki Punchy or Harrison Ford? Harrison Ford. All right, okay, we'll get to that.
I haven't always agreed on how much latitude enhanced individuals deserve, but what you've accomplished has given me reason to reconsider, which is why I want you, Captain America, to help me rebuild the Avengers.
The Avengers?
Yes, sir.
Well, with all due respect, sir, when you passed the Sokovia Accords, you tore the Avengers apart. Why the change of heart?
I represent all Americans now. Hell, half of them wouldn't even be here without the Avengers. The country needs this.
And when we disagree on how to manage a situation, what happens then?
Figure it out together.
Got to have that gravelly voice. Got to have that sort of thing. They already did that, though, with Civil War. You know, what happens when the government and the superheroes don't agree on how things
are
managed?
That made me rehash my thing about it being a rehash.
I would love
if the chat could give us their Avengers team. Who would be your new Avengers team? In 2025...
Oh, with the Avengers people. Team. Okay, great. The people could do that while we do the ratings.
Exactly.
But you got a few caveats. Can't bring anyone back from
the
dead.
I'm totally down for that.
Can't bring anyone back from the dead. Can't. Can you introduce any characters that haven't made their on-screen debut yet?
Yeah. Why the fuck not? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Also, are we including X-Men and mutants and all that sort of shit?
Yeah. Free for all. Go for it.
They can do whatever the fuck they want.
Yeah. No rules.
Fine.
Before we get into ratings, I just want to make a little disclaimer, if I may. There's been a bit of talk about boycotting this film because of the Israeli-Palestinian crisis. There was a character that was introduced in this film. She is the security agent Ruth Bat-Saraf. She originated as a character in the Marvel Comics, codenamed Sabra, who was a mutant, who was an Israeli Mossad agent. So, of course, everybody has picked up on that without having seen the film and said, well, we must boycott it because they brought this character in. I just want to put it out there that they completely wiped this character's backstory in this film. She's actually has a background of a Black Widow now. However, I do understand that is still insensitive to the war that is happening right now. And I do think that it was a poor choice on Marvel's part to include this character when it could have just been a nondescript Black Widow character added to it. I just think Marvel having to be Marvel and saying, well, everybody in these films must be somebody from our back catalogue of characters, I just think was really poorly timed and mismanaged, and they should have thought about it a bit better. But if you were thinking of boycotting this film, I just want people to understand who the character is in this movie and who she was in the past.
Yeah. I think she's she's stripped of all history of that character. But the question as to why they felt the need to introduce the character at all.
Yeah.
I'm still not 100% sure of, why, especially because, when this was being made, we were in the middle of the Gaza conflict.
Yeah.
Surely, if you want to, maybe just don't say anything. Don't take any side in it.
Just literally give this chick a whole different name. You could have even scrubbed it in the fucking amounts of ADR that they did. You could have redubbed
the character was
any
pointless.
Mention of her name.
The character was pointless and they just weren't thinking about what they were doing. And look, it's because of the continuing genocide, it's terrible. Don't do it. That wasn't what you needed to have out there. There's a million and one other characters that we could have had. And if, look, there are many reasons to not see this film.
Yeah, I think we outlined a few more that were a bit more constructive than just the possible ties that this character had in the past. But now, if you were on the fence about it, at least now you have a bit of perspective on it. So what's everyone's ratings?
I think it is also interesting that well, that's a very good question. Whether my internet will let me even tell you.
Yeah, you seems to be. Are you being attacked by the leader at the moment? Yeah, you feel like you've got some shoddy
apparently,
green screen
going on. Tim Black Nelson is standing in a dark room.
Yeah.
Did we ever review on this show the Winter Soldier film?
I think it was before we were doing it.
Captain America: The Winter Soldier. Who knows?
Yeah, because honestly, I would give that fucking movie 100. And compared to this. Shit, I don't know what I'm going to give the A for.
Well, give it a crack, Jill.
decisions. Hey?
I don't know, am I going to go right down the middle? I might go right down the middle and just give it 50.
Just 50.
I'm just going to give it 50. It's hard love because it had so much potential. There was interesting tidbits that were smattered along the way, but nothing really fruited. Nothing really fully formed from that. And it was a carriage service for old plot lines that needed to be wrapped up. And unfortunately, that kind of besmirched anything to do with Captain America. So, yeah, really unhappy about this movie.
Hmm.
Right. Dion, do you have a number?
Kind of. It's just... look, I mean, some of the action was fine. I felt like it was just undercut by everything around it. But I want to give it more because I want to be sympathetic to Anthony Mackie because I feel like he was kind of done dirty on this. I feel like a lot of the creators were done.
Oh, the 50 points I gave were all for him.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I'd give it 60 because I had some fun with some of the action, but the rest of it that was taken away because of the shoddy stuff was like,
yeah,
it's fine. Like, I can't really recommend it. It's like, if you want to watch it, sure, but do you have to run out and see it? There's no real...
My one-word review was wait for streaming. Well, that's three words.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean.
I'm probably a little more gentle than y'all. I, as I said, I had lowered expectations, so I kind of was like, oh yeah, I had a bit of fun here and there, and there were some cool action bits and stuff. And I'm always enjoying when I see something that's trying to say something in a slightly subtle way. And, you know, not that having a giant red Hulk who is a warmongering fucking president of the USA is subtle in any way, shape, or form. But, yeah. Also, I'm having great difficulty separating my views of this film away from Falcon and the Winter Soldier that I'd watched this week.
Mm-hmm.
And Falcon and the Winter Soldier is a lot better, and they're very much a companion piece.
Yeah.
Like, if you watched Falcon and the Winter Soldier and then this, I think you would enjoy this film more.
Okay.
Like, because there's a lot of stuff that it sets up and pays off, and but then you'll also go, fuck, that's annoying, because there's so much stuff set up in Falcon and the Winter Soldier that they abandon for the sake of doing a sequel to The Incredible Hulk.
Yeah.
That doesn't even feel like it's paying that off properly. Mm. So, yeah. 72 from me.
Oh, that's generous. Fuck.
Like I said, I had surprising amounts of fun with it.
Okay.
But then there were so many bits that I was just like, what the fuck was that? So yeah, it's an awkward one from me.
And to answer the question from earlier, no, we didn't review Captain America and the Winter Soldier because it was too long ago.
Well, I'm reviewing it now. I'm giving it 100.
100.
Yeah.
Post.
I've lost count how many times I watched that movie, to be honest with you.
But have you practiced the knife trick?
Oh, the go for the thing and then drop and catch it with the other hand.
So yeah, if that's your party trick though, that's how I know you're a true fan, Jill. And you're probably going to do that to me next time I see you.
Also, if you're going to watch that on Disney Plus, watch Air Force One, also on Disney Plus. It still holds up. I watched it on the weekend. I'm like, sure, that is still a fucking cool movie.
Yeah, absolutely. It's because it's got Gary Oldman in it.
Yeah.
It
was a real joy in watching a Red Hulk smash the fuck out of the White House. Like,
yeah.
I mean, kind of like,
I do love some wanton destruction.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And
I'm like, oh, this historical building.
Yeah. And I do love that they've stayed true to one element of Sam's backstory, which I really like, is that Sam's a talker. Sam is somebody who will try and talk somebody down rather than beating them down. Yeah. And I like that about him. And I was glad that the ending, like, you know, how do you fight a Red Hulk? You do what you know how to do, which is listen.
Yeah, yeah. I was waiting for him to go, sun's getting real low.
I mean, if you're talking about
this movie was really lacking comedy, you guys.
If you're talking about like shoehorning characters, I was half expecting to see fucking Natasha come out and start.
She's dead, bitch.
Yeah, I know, but like, it was that kind of thing. I was just waiting to see the next thing that comes through. I was just like,
sure,
ugh.
Sure.
And I was.
Are we gonna talk spoilers?
Do yes. you want to? Should I put up the logo? Usually, I'm supposed to go to another clip.
It's just
or something.
Like a couple of little things. That I
Fine. I'm gonna put the spoiler logo on. Spoiler logo's on now. Yes, it's
okay.
On. It's on.
Be
it's
warned
on.
If you it's haven't watched this movie. I'm about to spoil something big.
Is it big though?
I mean,
I don't really think you can spoil anything.
I kind of got excited.
Really? Nothing in this film excited me.
Okay, two things excited me in this movie, and they were very cheap, and they were very early on in the film, so then I was disappointed for the rest of the movie. The first one being that, like, the element that they discovered within the Celestial was adamantium. I'm like, okay, well, that is going to be interesting if they bring a Wolverine into this universe, because we're starting from day dot.
Yeah, like, does that mean that whoever it is is going to be either has been alive now for a few hundred years because he's, you know, not aging.
Yeah.
Oh, they could do they could do something absolutely fucking genius. They could bring Doug Ray Scott in.
Wow.
Come on, that would just be like, excellent. Excellent. I'd clap that.
And also, I really dug the what's the fucking called? Vibranium technology in Sam's wings, in his costume, with like the you got to charge it up and then you release the power and you get the shockwave. I thought that was really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But again, two very cheap tricks very early in the movie, and then there was nothing left to hang your hat on at the end.
No. I mean, I thought, you know, one of the things I thought was quite telling is it had
and
a whole...
also that whole adamantium thing, that was actually released. Sorry, just realized I started talking and you were
he's just
Jesus Christ, your Jesus, lag is so happened. Bad, Quinny.
I know.
you didn't realize that we'd stopped and then you'd started and then we started.
Don't forget to donate to Quinny's hamster wheel internet. Chuck into our Ko-Fi and maybe we can convince him to get it fixed. I know you are. I know. You're dying. It's fine.
You want to finish your thought about the adamantium, Quinny?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I'd love to, but now I've completely lost it.
You said they mentioned it somewhere else?
Oh, yeah. The advertising for the actual movie on Disney Plus.
Yep.
Like, They showed the scene where they're talking about the Celestial and they're like, we've found adamantium. I'm like, well, we're not fucking keeping anything.
Well, why would I buy a movie ticket? Thanks, Disney, you fucking morons. Christ.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I was kind of like, wow.
Dude, what were you saying?
No, I've lost my train of thought. Look, I mean, adding this film had a lot of things that they just kind of threw in. I think you're quite right from what you said earlier, which is it was trying to tie up too much of the loose end bullshit and create a reason for something else to happen. And it failed kind of because it got too distracted in itself about what are we talking about now? What are we adding in? What sort of tidbits can we go? I mean, you know, Tim Blake Nelson's leader looked dumb and was also one of the worst villains in all of the Marvel universe because he wasn't villainous. He didn't really do anything.
Yeah, but like there's a guy that I haven't thought about in the 20 years since that last movie.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's like, who's this guy in the shadow? Who could it be? Then you see a still and I'm like, oh, that fucking guy?
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah. You know, the guy who wasn't even that important in that film?
Yeah.
Right?
Remember Arnim Zola? He's still around, isn't he? Somewhere as a computer program? Kind of.
No, he got blown up. It got blown up.
Yeah, but he's a digital person, so he's probably.
Yeah.
Somewhere. No, but his brain was stored on those computers that were under Camp Lee.
Yeah, you
so
reckon.
So it got blown up, dude.
You reckon that they didn't copy? He didn't copy himself somewhere?
Didn't have
you've
a
seen
backup.
You've seen Mithregan. You know that you can never truly kill the AI.
Arnim Zola is the new Megan.
Yeah, yeah. That's why so homicidal.
And it's one of the big three.
Yeah. Yeah.
Captain America 5 versus Megan.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what to expect. Who knows what's coming out of Marvel these days? I think that Marvel may need to have thought what they're doing with DC, which is just take a beat and restart everything. It's getting way too complicated and silly nowadays that I'm just like, I don't even know where they're going. And now that they're going back to fucking, you know,
that's
fantastic.
It's funny you say that because I don't think that, you know, fuck it. Yeah. Sorry, the internet just cut out again.
No waiting.
I don't think this is that complicated. I don't think that this is too much. Like, this is not like, you know, you have to have watched all these things to make this film work. That's not the problem with this film.
No,
I just think it's throwing too much stuff in, not that you can't watch it.
There are a lot of this is just kind of like a not particularly interesting film, and I don't think it actually forwarded the plot anywhere particularly interesting either. Like, you know, you could see they were desperately struggling to find some kind of interesting thing to say in their post-credits. Like, that was like, they're coming?
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, well, now that we've deleted the whole Kang thing, who is the we that are coming? Because I've completely forgotten.
Yeah.
Is it anything? Do we even know?
Which is the one that they
had? The mutants?
Which is the one that they had in DC, though, which is like some cockroach or something? Remember that? That was
the
whole thing.
Aquaman 2.
Yeah. And it's like, what? I mean, I'm quite annoyed because we've had the Fantastic Four trailer, which is establishing that Galactus turns up in New York City in some sort of 50s America.
In the 60s.
Yeah, in the 60s.
Yeah.
And how
alternate timeline, alternate reality.
Is it an alternate reality? How do we know that it's an alternate reality?
We know it's because an alternate reality because Sue Storm doesn't set her hair.
Which
one? One thing that's pissed me off about this trailer is that she does not have period accurate hair.
That's fair
enough.
In that era, everyone did their hair.
Where is Kang? Kang got cancelled, Missy.
Yeah, Kang's cancelled, bro.
Kang gone.
Kang punched a woman and he's in jail.
No Kang.
look, I think there's a lot of talk about it being an alternate version of the 60s.
Okay.
Because, you know, the characters look completely different. There's stuff on Reed's thing about going into alternate universes, and I think it would make an awful lot of sense if it was their universe where they're the main superheroes of this cool super science funky 60s thing.
Yeah.
And then Galactus shows up, eats their planet, and they're like, oh, fuck, we've got to go somewhere else.
That'd be sick. Yeah, fuck cousin. He ate the planet.
I mean, why is it some alternate reality?
Needs a little more garlic.
Why is it some alternate reality where everyone believes in science and that being a scientist is cool and they're popular and they're like celebrities? Yeah. Oh my god!
Oh, wouldn't that be nice?
I'm low-key horny for those costumes, though. I kind of really want to make a Sue Storm outfit.
Yeah, sure.
Do it.
All right. Quinny, you could easily do a cosplay for Fantastic Four.
Am I Herbie?
Yes, exactly. I thought I was going to say you're the Fantastica. It's going to come down to a fight between Jill and I who gets to wear the Sue Storm outfit. So,
yeah. I guess
amazing
the question is which
you
one of you
can do with padding and these days, Dion.
Yeah, which one of you wants to bang Namor?
None of us. I have no idea. And how are we going to do the stretchy thing? Is it just a whole bunch of people like sitting on top of one another to do the stretchy Reed Richards?
No, you just do foreshortening. Look how stretchy my arm is. See?
Yeah, we have to do it like Lord of the Rings where you stand someone closer. Fantastic.
What have you all been watching?
Have either of you seen the 1994 film?
Oh,
the 1994 Fantastic Four film.
Ages ago. And it was a shitty, like, 240p like, quality.
Yeah, that's all that's around. Like, it's it was never released. It was only ever, like, you know, bootlegged on VHS.
Yeah, yeah.
It's fucking hilarious. It's got some of the worst special effects of all time, and most of them are around Mr. Fantastic and his stupid fucking rubber hands.
Great.
I have just recently...
But the thing looks amazing.
I have just recently finished Apple Cider Vinegar.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I did not realize that the girl playing Belle Gibson was American.
I know.
Because her Australian accent is flawless.
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 Incredible.
I'm kind of hoping to hold that one off to maybe to the March reviews, like, thing. So, sure. You know, it won't go too far. But, like, there's maybe a tidbit for March. Sure. Next week we're reviewing The Gorge.
The Gorge.
The Gorge. It's so gorge.
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 On Apple TV, it's gorge. It's a romantical Valentine's Day release.
Apocalyptic film.
Is it apocalyptic? I don't know. It was definitely not what I thought it said on the box by the end, so I'm going to go, okay. All right, yeah.
I haven't watched it yet, but I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I was surprised, not to get ahead of us for next week, I was surprised because the trailer has one way and it goes in a slightly different, kind of different way. Not so much different, but, like, interesting. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
I'll be interested to see what you guys think in the end. But it's a very tight only two...
I finally finished...
Sorry, what did you finish, Quinny? You have to repeat.
And that's that.
Great. It's amazing.
Didn't catch it. Love that.
Didn't catch it at all. What did you watch?
No. I just said I finally finished Ozark.
Ozark. Okay. Ah, Zark. Right.
Yeah. And the weird thing about it is I now get to have the frustration that everybody else had at the end of that series where they went, oh, they fucking wrapped it up too quickly. What the fuck?
Oh, good. Well, you can move on to Parks and Recreation now.
No. Cody Kanga has just said that the new White Lotus is out, and I'm freaking because I had no idea that it dropped. Yeah. And now I got to add that to my list.
And Yellow Jackets season 3 has started. If you haven't
been
watching,
only the first two eps are out so far, so yeah. I'm going to wait.
Yeah, sure.
I did start watching this other show. It's on Disney Plus called High Potential. It's based off a French TV series. It's a bit Sherlock-y. It's not bad.
Okay.
And I'm still watching Paradise for some reason.
Oh, yeah.
You know that one?
I started that.
No? Okay.
That was the one that I suggested last week, but I gave it a completely different name. So I can't remember what I called it, but it was what I meant to say.
Yeah. And then there's another one about Math Boy who ends up caught up in a spy thing. I don't know. That's how I referenced the show. I can't remember what it is.
Okay.
Obviously, it's
Pretty Kanga's one that he talked about with the crossword writer detective show. He says it's on 7+, and it's called Ludwig, and I want to watch that too.
I've heard of that one. Yes. Anyway, yeah, there's those things. If you want to have an absolutely terrible time, you can go and...
My God, it's only one episode.
You can go and hunt out the documentary I saw on the weekend at the Antenna Documentary Festival called The White House Effect, which will make you just so angry at petrochemical companies. Yeah, just so annoyed. But yeah, go watch that one. That's good. It's also one of those great documentaries, which is 100% archival footage. So, you know, they're not making anything up. It's literally made of archival footage.
Also, in 2 days' time, Reacher Season 3 is out.
What's Season 3 subtitled? Nothing?
It doesn't have a subtitle. It's just Reacher. It's Season 3.
It's not Reach Around?
I've forgotten which book it's based off, but I have read it. It's in the first 20. Casper will be excited. He's not here, but he's watched Reacher.
Yes. Thank you, Pretty Kanga, for reminding me. Prime Target. Yes. Math Boy is Prime Target. Thank you. That's great. Yeah, he's right. That's right. Ah, bye, Quinny. Oh, he's back, Quinny. Quinny just went. Quinny just walked. This is the Quinny you want. This is the Quinny you get. I feel like we're going to have to let Quinny out of this, put him out of his misery because it's just. yeah, come back and see us next week after you go and watch The Gorge. And we'll talk about that one and then come back for another round. Thanks, Julie. Thanks, Quinny.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks, Joe.
Oh, that was for Quinny. Today's game.
Oh, it's totally,
oh, no, we've all gone. All right, that's enough from us. We're going to get out of here. Bye. Say, everyone. Oh, okay, and he's back again. And he's just destroyed everything. And he's, oh, his sound's off. And we don't know what's going on, but we're just going to say goodbye. We're going to go and raid Quinny's internet. Okay, we're going to see everyone later.
See you next week. Thanks
for listening to the Periodic Table of Awesome podcast. If you have questions, please email info@theperiodictableofawesome.com. Find us on our website, www.theperiodictableofawesome.com, where there's links to our iTunes, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, and Twitch. Until next time, stay awesome.